Pain thing go? Did you have any pain?
When tests showed Brenda Vulgarides had a lump on her thyroid, she went to her doctor, who decided it needed to be removed. Dr. Glenn Peters, a head and neck surgeon at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, recommended a minimally invasive surgery rather than a traditional surgical procedure.
The minimally invasive procedure involves an incision that's about an inch long in the lower neck, and it's usually oriented within one of the natural skin lines of the neck so that it blends in with the creases that go across the neck.
Minimally invasive procedures were first done a half century ago for head and neck surgery. The technique has been expanded for almost everything from an appendectomy to gallbladder surgery, ligament repair, even some areas of the heart. Surgeons insert thin tubes called trocars into small incisions. Then carbon dioxide gas is pumped to inflate the abdomen and create a working space between the organs and skin. Surgeons use a tiny camera to see what needs to be done. Minimally invasive procedures have some advantages over conventional surgery: less recovery time and less pain for the patient, plus a shorter hospitalization and less small scarring. Tests showed the nodule on Brenda Vulgarides' thyroid was not cancerous. She went home the same day as the surgery. The scar is barely visible a few weeks after surgery.
I have peace of mind now that that nodule's gone.
Minimally invasive procedures are not for everyone. Patients who are obese are not good candidates. Neither are those with previous abdominal surgery or people who suffer abnormal bleeding in the operating room. The majority of minimally invasive procedures are done in American medical centers, but it has become increasingly popular elsewhere in the world. Melinda Smith, VOA News.